Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today on the Daily Spotlight is Jordan Lawrence, Senior Counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom. Jordan, it's great to have you back today on the Daily Spotlight.
It's good to be here.
Yesterday, we talked about the Jack Phillips Masterpiece Cake Shop, but today I want to have a dialogue about another Supreme Court case that you've been involved with, the NIFLA case, the National Institute for Life and Family Advocates. What are the merits of the case, Jordan?
Well, this is a great misuse of legislative power by the state of California to basically try to force those who oppose abortion to speak a pro-abortion message. So what this case involves is the passage of the Reproductive Fact Act, which basically requires pro-life pregnancy centers, if they have a medical license, to state a message that says, hey, women, do you realize you get a state-funded abortion? Call this number to find out more information. If it's a pro-life pregnancy center that helps women but without doing medical things, they don't have a medical license, so they just like give diapers and baby bottles and help them with counseling, et cetera. Then they have to post a message that says they're not a medical facility, but put it in all these disclaimers. This disclaimer they have to put in that they're not a medical facility has to be in all these different languages. So during the oral arguments, for example, Justice Sotomayor, who's no friend of the pro-life movement, said, so if one of these pregnancy centers said pro-life, they would have to have, if they're in Los Angeles, disclaimers in 13 languages that says we're not a medical facility, in Farsi and Arabic, etc. And he said yes. And the justices just increasingly, on March 20th when they heard this case, were just like, this seems like clearly ideological targeting of a disfavored group, which of the legislature is those who advocate in a pro-life anti-abortion stand.
Jordan, I want to thank you for being on the Daily Spotlight this week and giving us insight into these two very important cases before the Supreme Court. We thank you for the important work you are doing at Alliance Defending Freedom. God bless you.